Well, it may only be July, but school is about to start in some districts around the state. Wickenburg School District, just northwest of the valley, starts on the 29th as they roll out a new four-day school week this year. It was one way Superintendent Howard Carlson told us they worked to attract new teachers to the rural town this year as a statewide teacher shortage persists and education funding remains a challenge. I spoke with him more about it earlier this morning.
You know, I would say that funding is definitely an issue, and it is one of our top concerns. When we look at the 20 by 2020, it does not cover all of the cost. And so it's an ongoing issue. But even bigger than that is Prop 206. When you look at the fact that we will be paying classified staff $12 an hour when we hit January, that has been a real challenge because of the fact that we don't have the ability to raise prices. You know, we're not McDonald's where you can pass it on to the customer. So those costs come out of our budget in other locations.
And Prop 206 being the minimum wage increase that voters passed, how much is that affecting your budget at this point?
It's affecting us in a fairly major way. The bottom line is that although it is it's a great idea and we appreciate being able to pay staff at a higher level, the problem is that we have no funding to be able to offset that, nor do we have the ability to raise funding for that offset. So that's a real challenge. And then the other area in terms of funding, I would say, is special education. You know, that gap continues to grow in terms of the issues we have with funding, and the formula has not changed over a long period of time. And so, you know, we will have situations where we have students based on their need that cost us twice what we might receive from the state and federal government to actually take care of that student.
So you mentioned at the beginning there that the funding that came through the state government in the last year or two here, the promised 20 by 2020 salary increases for teachers and some of the other funding have not done enough. Have they helped at all?
Oh, they've been a blessing. And they definitely have been a boost to morale and a boost to the school districts in terms of the dollars that we have to increase salaries. So we're very, very happy with that. The thing that I was pointing out is that although we have flexibility with those dollars, we don't necessarily have enough to cover the actual need. So as an example, a counselor or a social worker or a classified employee would not be covered.
Teacher recruitment and retention has been a big issue as well, and obviously is related to funding, but we are still looking at a pretty significant teacher shortage in our state. Is this something you're facing in Wickenburg?
You know, right now, at this point, we aren't, but it is an ongoing concern for us, and it is a concern statewide. In Wickenburg, you know, we've tried to be very creative in terms of what we've done. We've added van pools from the valley. We hire international teachers. We pay existing employees finder's fees if indeed they bring in a colleague. We also are switching to a four-day week. And with the switch to the four-day week, we found that we had a 32% increase in applications. And we have everybody hired by the middle of May.
What was that the goal going into this switch to a four-day school week? That's, you know, not happening everywhere. Were you hoping with this you could attract more teachers? Was that the idea?
That was absolutely the idea.
Huh.
And we knew that we needed to be creative. And this was one method that we looked at that when you look across the country, you saw that, you know, morale would increase and, you know, you had the ability to actually bring in people that you might not otherwise. And based on our location, it really helps to have an incentive like that to attract people.
All right. That's Howard Carlson, the superintendent of the Wickenburg School District, joining us just as school is about to start there. Howard, thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much.